Last week, Parshas Balozcho. This week, Parshas Shlach. The two Parshas, Balozcho and Shlach, are one continuum. What do I mean by that? After Shlach seems to be a brand new topic, Shlach is the story of the Meraglim. It's a difficult story to understand, but it's its own story. The answer is as follows. Klal Yisrael have gone through unbelievable events over the past year. 2 years. Last year they were in Mitzrayim. There was no Avdus. They were experiencing the Esamakos. Esamakos was a way of teaching them Yisodo Yemuna. And they were being built up step by step. So that right before Yetzias Mitzrayim, they had to do something to deserve Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we say, B'domaya Chayi, B'domaya Chayi. And then they confronted an Nisayon. 80% of Klal Yisrael weren't ready for that Nisayon. 80% of Klal Yisrael wanted to stay in Mitzrayim. They died during Malchus Choshech. The people were ready for it, that 20%, so they had to prove they deserved to go out. How did they do that? With Bris Milah and Korban Pesach. Bris Milah is dangerous, painful, and they did it. They had to take the Avodah Zarah from Mitzrayim in public, and after they shechted the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, they took the blood and they painted it on the board. Suppose it's a public declaration. We reject your Avodah Zarah. We reject you. We're physically different than you. That is deserving. And that night of Makas Bechoros is a Gilui Shechina. The first level of preparing them for Kriyas Yamsuf, the neck, and on the way to Maimed Har Sinai. 7 days later, they go to a Mara Nevuah of the highest level. Masherosh Shifcha Yam, Roy Yechezke Mabuzi, Chol Nevuasa. They were in a high madrig of Nevuah in Yechezke ben Buzi in the Maisa Merkava, which is a very high level of Nevuah. And according to the Rambam, they stayed on that level the entire 40 years in the Midbar. Then they go up and Maimon Har Sinai, the next level of Nevuah, one step under Moshe Rabbeinu. Then, 40 days later, they come crashing down. Then by Yom Kippur, that's Shivos HaBatamos, by Yom Kippur, Vayom Hashem Solachti Kedvarecho, Slicha Mechil, and the next day they build the Mishka. The Chanukah is a Mishka. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling permanently within their midst. There's an ongoing Hashros HaShechina there. They're living in the presence of the Shechina. And that is Parshas Bamidbar and Parshas Noso. And they make a Korban Pesach. Okay. and tells us about the entire preparation for their movement. And they began moving. And Chazal tell us, Ketina kaboreach mibeis ha-sefer. They're running away from Har Sinai. How did Chazal know that? Very simple. When they left Yam Suf, after Kriyas Yam Suf, what does the pasuk say? Vayasa, Moshe made them leave. They had just experienced unbelievable Gilas Shechina. They also got a massive amount of money. It says Vayasa, Moshe made them leave. Here, Moshe didn't make them leave. They didn't say, "Well, we want to stay next to Har Sinai. We want to stay next to the Mokom of Gilas Shechina." No, no. Ketina kaborech b'reis ha-sefer. Vayishkan ha'anon v'midbar paron. Okay. And they're going, and they're going, and they're going. Tells us how they went. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisro, Nosim Anachno, Amokom. They're moving. On the way to Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Baruch Hu is moving them quickly. And Vayisu Mehar Hashem Derech Shlosh Yomim. Okay. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Lachnisim L'Eretz Miyad. An unbelievable experience. And then we have two backward nouns like brackets. Even so, and Rashi tells us, no. What is it? A brand new Chumash. There's a Chumash until Vayibin Tzoharom. There's a Chumash after Vayibin Tzoharom. So what is it? They've just gone through an unbelievable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're living their lives on a deep connection to the Olam HaRuchni, to a spiritual world. But the little thing, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pushing them up a Madrega, and then it's almost an unwillingness to be pushed up that Madrega. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them in Har Sinai, so they complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daber Ato, you speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, this Madrega is too high for us to take. As the Ran says, in Drosh HaSaran, it's a person is living in a dark room and all of a sudden he comes out exposed to bright sunlight. It takes him a while for his eyes to adjust. Kadosh Baruch Hu felt they were ready, but that's a Bechir Chofshis. I want to live on this elevated level. V'yom k'mesonim rabbi osnei Hashem. Okay, who is this? Let's say I'm Achane. This is the Erev Rav. Now, there are two things happening here. It's an Erev Rav. What's the problem with the Erev Rav? The Erev Rav is always causing problems. You have a matzah of Bnei Yisrael. They've been purified. They've gone through Yetzias Mitzrayim. They've gone through the whole process. Kadosh Baruch Hu selected the 20% who were ready to go out. They've suffered however they have to suffer. Now they're deserving Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're zocha to Gilui Shechina. But as they are going out, all of a sudden, the whole group of Egyptians want to jump on the bandwagon. What do they want to do? They want to see, okay, this is Klal Yisrael, such a successful group of people. We want to be part of it. But they never pay the price. They just want the benefits. And they begin something, and somehow there is a receptivity on part of a certain percentage of Klal Yisrael to their message. And his interesting words, Hisavu Ta'ava. They desired Taiva. Not they were Balei Taiva. Vayesavu. It doesn't say Vayesavu Bosa. Vayesavu Taiva. They were a Taiva for Taiva. They were on a very high spiritual level. Hey, listen. We can be there, but we can enjoy a good steak too. There's no big stira. Yeah, you want Olam Haba, but let's hop around a little Olam Haza at the process. Vayashuvu vayivku gam b'nei Yisrael. And once they began, even b'nei Yisrael joined along. Miyachalenu bosa. We want meat. So charnu was hadoka. Mitzrayim chinam. And Rashi says, what does the word chinam mean? In Mitzrayim, they didn't have the shibud of Taryag Mitzvah. Do what you want. Rashi says, chinam. Tomer shamitzrim nosam on dogam chinam. The Egyptians gave it to them free. Alokvah nema. They didn't give them the straw. So what chinam in our mitzvahs? We lived an easy life, not all those restrictions. Now, and there are five things that the man was the most perfect food possible. It couldn't taste like onions and garlic, avatichim, more in Hebrew, it's watermelon, according to Rashi means beets, whatever. Yeshuim, all sorts of gourds, all sorts of whatever. Why not? It's not good for some. Not good. Now, and the man not only could taste like whatever you wanted it to taste, it had all the properties of whatever you wanted it to taste. That means the mon, if I wanted it to taste like garlic, had all the properties of garlic. That's why it wasn't good for pregnant women. And I wanted it to taste like onion. It could taste like onion. It had all the properties of onion, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a big deal. All these five things, you can have whatever you want. But they wanted the real thing. They want freedom. They're people, and there is the biggest yetzer in the world called Hefker. I want everything. What was Mordechai's and what was Haman's downfall? He had everyone in 127 provinces bowing down to him, and one Jew who didn't. What did he say? Chozeh einenu shoveli. Everything's not worth it. This one Jew. I want everything. So the Gemara says, Haman min hatorah minayin, v'yetz hadas, haminu eitz. What's the comparison between Haman, eitz hadas, they had everything they wanted with ease. It was the most perfect life. But there's one thing they couldn't have. People want everything. And here we have very interesting. I don't know. There's a question. I don't like to make this k'sharim unless Chazal say it. Hey, Memnon, Hamon, Hamon. It's the same idea. We want everything. Unlimited. We don't want limitations. We want everything. And you can't have everything. See, it's Yetzer of Hefker. No limitations. It's the biggest Yetzer in the world. It's called Hefker. Now, at this point, Chayisrael have changed their entire direction. You have one thing happening. They're living a very elevated spiritual life. And they're afraid, okay, we have 613 mitzvahs. Chas v'sholom, another 613. We've got to get out of this place. Quick, Nas of Nishma. But I can't. Everything has its limits. You hear the bell, you're out the door. Now, so then is the whole story. Vayom Hashem al Moshe. Es v'li shivam ish mizikney Yisrael. What happened here? Says Rashi. The shivam zkenim who at Har Sinai died. Why? Vayochlu vayishtu. They didn't appreciate the high level of Matan Torah of Gedilah Shechina. And there's another. Okay. What's the problem with Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam? People don't appreciate certain madrigas that they're on. They don't appreciate madrigas that other people are on. If you don't appreciate those, you lose it. There was a whole different type of life Kadosh Baruch Hu was offering them. And he wanted to bring them to Eretz Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the Mishkan, to build a Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha, that's the goal. Let's get there quick. Let's continue living this elevated life in the place that's ideal to live this elevated life, Eretz Yisrael. And what do they say? We want watermelon. We want onions. We want garlic. You don't appreciate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is serving you a meal on his, serving you every day a meal, whatever you want. And you want garlic. Why? Because I want everything. You don't appreciate what you've been given. We don't want to live our life on that level. Because to live that life on the level, it's full of restrictions. But there's a payback. The payback of that is the Hiskarbus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living a superior Ruchnius life. Now, and all of a sudden we move to Shlach. And the downward spiral, and that's why this is a different sefer. Until now, they're moving everything. Yes, there is, as Tziv points out. Everything began with Kedina Kaborech, the attitude is they left Har Sinai. They left Har Hashem. Once you had that wrong attitude, but it had to spell itself out, Lamaisa, and that's the Kibbutz Hatayv. Now they're in Shlach. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, whatever happened, happened, but let's keep going and moving where we're moving. What was the problem with Bnei Yisrael and the whole problem with Shlach, the whole problem with the miracle? After all, the miraglim were told to go spy the land. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "Hechozaku ha'am ayosh begibah chozak himrof amarhu himrof ma'aretz tovi himrof b'machmi mitzorim ma'aretz hashmeni himrof." And they came back and they reported what they saw. And says, "No, no. They just went through Mitzrayim. Who are the people? We're talking about a year later, a year and a few months later." When this happened, it happened. The Meraglim came back, El Tisha B'Av. So they came back, and from Pesach till Tisha B'Av, you have 7 times, not 4 months. So you have 16 months. They went out of Mitzrayim, didn't lift a finger. Come to Yam Suf, need some glue. Then Mamole comes, Vahik Hashe Yoram Moshe Yodov, Govah Yisrael Chashniach, Govah Amolek. And what did they see? The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, Yodav Shamosh also become a shovers become. Ella calls man she saw a stack and kapi mala. Shabbos lima lavir shemashmayim. They when they were in the middle of that war with Amalek, the moment they said, "Listen, our nitzach and our victory comes from HaKadosh Baruch," they won. The moment they realized HaKadosh Baruch was running that battle, and they were just doing what they had to do for HaKadosh Baruch to take over, they were winning. Because they're coming to our Sinai, they've seen miracles after miracle. And HaKadosh Baruch says, "I'm going to take you into land 1, 2, 3, and there's no problem." So, Yeshuvu mitoharetz, miketz harboim yo. El chavavu al Moshe al Aaron, says, Horetz it's tov mod, cholos zoos it vash. There's that period, unbelievably beautiful fruits. Efes ki az ha'om. So who cares? What difference does it make? Where you are and what you've seen, and how did we begin? What was the introduction to the downward spiral? Vahi ben tzoharon vayom Moshe, kum Hashem v'yofun tzoyvecha. HaKadosh Baruch will take care of your enemies. No problem. Efetz ki azom, is that irrelevant? Is that relevant? Why is that relevant? Efetz ki azom. V'horim b'tzuros, and their walls, big deal. Big deal. So what? We saw giants. Who cares? Kadosh Baruch Hu took you out like nothing. So Makas Bechoros like nothing. Dams for the Akinim of the Rishonim Bar Arba Choshma like nothing. Who cares? Amalek Yoshev Eretz HaNegev. We took care of Amalek already. And they said, "Lenu chalalos ki chazaku mimenu." What does mimenu mean? It says Rashi, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mimenu. Now they had such mental lapses; they couldn't remember what happened 16 months ago. 15 months ago, what was happening in the Midbar? Nisim Gluim in front of him? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had one plan for them. You have people who are unwilling to do that. He had one plan for them. You're going to live your life in such a madrega that all this stuff is irrelevant. And they're busy saying, "We don't want to live our life on that madrig. We don't want to live our life where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on such a high madrig. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do nisim for us on the, to the degree that we live our life on that madrig and deserve those nisim. But if we don't live our life on that madrig and we don't deserve those nisim, so then I have to work with the world as I see it. What world would I rather live in? A superior world where I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals me on one level, or a lower level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with me on a different level? And I have to make a cheshbon. I can do it or I can't do it. And that is, people have to decide what level they want to lead their lives on. And Klal Yisrael aboreach mehar Sinai, ketina kaboreach mehar Sinai. Yeah, you can be in school, you can be in school, you can be in school. You're enjoying it, it's wonderful. On the other hand, 3 minutes before the bell rings, you're getting itchy, right? You have to run out. Because you really like the efkeris of running around, doing it. Yeah, well, it's there, it's good, but it's not real. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Ayiv kuhom balayla hahu. And they cried that night. What does Kolev say? Yeshua ben Nun called, in Chovetz Bono Hashem, what are you talking about? Depends on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look how you're living. You're living on Mon. You're living, where does the Mon come from? In Hashemayim. You're living on water. Where is water coming from? Out of a rock. There's no danger. What's the climate like? You're covered by an Anan HaKovod. Well, your health is not no problem. Your children are growing. The clothes are growing with them. Look how you're living. And they say, that's nice and fine temporarily here in the middle. But we're going to settle down and get to real life. We don't want to live that life on that level. It's too restrictive. We want to be regular, normal human beings. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ad ono lo yaminu bi kuchol ha'osa sher sisa b'kibra. They don't realize, after everything I did for them, that all their complaints are irrelevant. They realize and they don't realize. Because that realization means they're going to have to continue living on a certain madrega to deserve that. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do nisim stop. Where it tells us about the melech who took three Jews and said, you're from the people of Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save them, save us. He says, wait a second, we're not in their madrega. They have to be a madrega to deserve those things. You have to live your life on a certain level. Now later on, Amatas Maseh, I have the story of B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain. That's the next generation. Next generation grew up in the mid-by 40 years. They've seen unbelievable Nisim and the victory of Sichon and Og. And they get a massive amount of cattle and sheep and goats. And what do they tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, we want to stay here. True, every yardin has kedusha, but it's not the same kedusha. And they blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We got all this cattle, this flock. We'll settle for second class kedusha, Eretz Yisrael, not first class kedusha, Eretz Yisrael. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry at them. Same thing. Kadosh Baruch gives us our opportunities to live our life on certain madrigas. When he does, expects us to respond. Gives us opportunities. Sometimes when the Baruchim tell me right after Shabbos that they got to take a shower right away, I think of the Ketina Kaborech Beis and say, a whole day with Dusha Shabbos, I gotta take a shower and wash that off right away. What we're talking about here is a very, very simple problem Chayso have always had. Baruch Hu gives us our opportunities to live a life in a certain madrega, and we say thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but no thank you. Throughout Jewish history. That's why Shlach is a natural conclusion to Parshas Balos. The natural conclusion that they left Har Sinai Ketina Kaboreach Mibes HaSeifa. The moment they weren't, that's not the way they left Yamsuf. Yamsuf, the money kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. More and more and more. And I figured, so much money, we'll get even more. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pull him away from her. Had to pull him away. Vayasa Moshe Yisrael. It's not Vayisu. Vayasa. He had to pull him away. From Har Sinai, from Har Hashem, he didn't have to pull him away. Kedina Gavurach. The moment they didn't appreciate that. So then, the spiral began, and it concluded with, okay, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael on any level. Eretz Yisrael can't be conquered stam. It has to be conquered with miracles, with Yericho, with everything that happened, with Ai, with everything that happened. Don't expect that it's going to happen just simply. You don't want to live your life on that level? Okay. You're not prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael. Another generation is going to be prepared to go into Eretz Yisrael on that level. Because if you don't want to live your life on that level, you don't deserve the miracles, and you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And this is not only, story then. It's a story of people in every matzav of life. A person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities to live our life on a very high madrega, if we want. And we don't want, he says, you don't want, I won't give you those opportunities. Whether that's, we live in a door which is an unbelievable door. I don't know in the history of Klal Yisrael. There was the material possibility of so many people living a life dedicated single-mindedly to Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We live in a generation where people have unbelievable opportunity to really focus and live their life on a high Ruchnias Madrega. We have to want to do it. The world we live in is set up with very stark contrasts. Set up with contrast, we live in a world where the opportunities to sit and learn Torah, to stand bidavak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our avoda for our Torah, our avoda, our opportunities that generations and generations, generations of Klal Yisrael have had. There are too many people who say, that's right, that's true, but what do we want? We want watermelon. We want garlic. We want onions. You can have almost everything. No. We want chinuch. We don't like restrictions. These two parshas are a very, very deep lesson. And these parshas are some of the biggest kitrugim that I know of the matzah of Klal Yisrael today. With the opportunities that we have for serious growth in ruchnis, avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kesh Baruch Hu is giving us a golden platter. He just asks one thing. You have to be willing to take it and live your life that way. It's in the Nisayan 3,500 years ago in the Midbar. It's in the Nisayan today in our door. It's the biggest Nisayan in our door. And Klal Yisrael, when they didn't take advantage of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give you advantage up to a certain point. And then I say, you're not interested, I'm going to take it away. You have to appreciate the advantages and the opportunities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given our door. You have to grab it and decide we really want to live our life on that level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the opportunity to live our lives on.